today in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trey Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Good morning, everybody. This is Trey Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Expecting my buddy Jimmy to get on a microphone soon. And, of course, the Colonel will probably be on with us and possibly Kevin Bowles. We're happy to have you with us. The number here is 347-838-8898 in case you want to call in and state your case or your concerns or your whatever you feel like talking about. You know, politically leaning, of course, and make it a little funny because this is the fun house. And Putin is, we're worried that Putin is going to come over here and eat our lunch because he ate Obama's lunch and he ate Hillary's lunch. He ate everybody's lunch. So we don't want him to eat our lunch. He wants to come over and break up our silly fun house, he said. He told Jimmy because I was making fun of his girlfriend. You know, he said that last week. Now, there are 60 days till Christmas. Just want you to know, number one, that's very important because in case you got to do any Christmas shopping, you could do it today. I think Walmart's open from 6 a.m. to 6. I think they're open from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Yeah, 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Yeah, today. Yeah, on Sundays, they're open around the clock. Walmart never sleeps. I'll tell you that. At any rate, we're thinking of possibly, I'm not sure, I don't want to put Lisa out, but we're thinking of possibly doing a after the debate show next Wednesday night. We're going to talk to Lisa about it. It's not definite yet, so we don't know. It depends on Lisa's schedule. I don't want to put her out. Lisa is the head of Big Dog Media and also the CEO, and she calls the shots because she's the boss. And we're here. This is Trey Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse, hoping Jimmy calls in. He's the WEMX superstar right now, like Wolfman Jack. He's like a Murray DeKay. He's like, Bruce Morrow. He's like all the big guys now. Now, he talks to us every day, but, you know, it's a little different. He's got a little different attitude. He thinks who he is now. He thinks it's a big deal. No, Jimmy's never been like that, and he never will be. He called me last night. I think he was with B.J. Thomas last night. B.J. did, he filmed a video, B.J. singing The Sky's in Love with You, and, you know, a song that Herb Alpert recorded. It was number one. Burt Bacharach wrote it. And he has it on YouTube if you want to see it on his page. And I'm not sure if you saw my new video on Hillary, the Benghazi video I got on Hillary. It's about 30 seconds. It's very powerful. Take a look at it. Look it up on YouTube. It says Hillary's fireworks, and I use the word fireworks, a day before the hearing. And later on, all they kept saying after the hearing was the fireworks at the hearing, fireworks at the hearing, fireworks. I use the word first. I'm very proud of that. Well, it's a normal word anyway. You know, they use fireworks when they have a kind of a thing where they're going to go back and forth. And that guy Cummings is funny, isn't he? The guy Cummings, the Democrat, the black guy. I like him. He's got a funny face. He looks like a pumpkin, you know. He goes, yeah, I don't know what they're going to put Hillary through. They put him through too much. And she's a bad, she's a good person. And what are they going to put you through? Any more stuff they put you through? Anyway, that's what happened over there. Meanwhile, the number here is 347-838-8898. Give us a call if you want to talk about something, anybody out there. And the Colonel may be on with us. And I, like I said, Kevin Bowles, who's a WATD DJ, just had to hop with Kevin Bowles on real live radio, real big-time stuff. We don't fool around with any of these small-time guys. This Wednesday night, I have a very interesting guest supposed to be. He's a comedy guy, and Scott Osborne got him. He's a friend of Scott Osborne. And Michael, his buddy Michael, the guy that does the show, he's really a good comic, too. Good stand-up guy. And a good host, very good host for his show. He does a show called Flipside. Yeah, Michael Landis, I think it is. And Scott Osborne got his guest on Wednesday night. He's a comedian, so I don't have his name handy. I don't have his name in front of me. Anyway, it's 12 years later, it says here on the Drudge Report, Blair sorry for Iraq war. I don't know what these guys are talking about. You know, these guys, now they're trying to blame the Iraq war and everything that's happened in the Middle East now. It's not true. There was always turmoil with Palestine and Israel. And I mean, it's not because of the Iraq war. And the Iraq war, they keep saying there were no weapons of mass destruction. There were tons of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. A lot of it was found, but a lot of it was to Syria, where Putin is right now with his boys and Assad, and they're protecting Assad, and they're bombing mostly our people that we trained to fight against ISIS and fight against Assad. That's who Putin's bombing. Now, I like Putin as a leader. I like him. I think he's very sharp. He's an enemy of the United States, obviously, but I got a lot more respect for him as a leader than other people around the area. I forget the guy's name right now. The guy that leads America. He seems like he's a nice person. He's got a big head. If he was one of my friends, we'd slap him around a little bit, you know, and he'd come down to earth a little bit, you know. Us Italians, we like to slap other guys around if they get out of line. But he should never come into my neighborhood. It's got nothing to do with him being black, but you know, his attitude. He thinks he's you know, really something very special, and you know, he's you know, not too articulate without the teleprompter, but he's very good with a teleprompter. But the teleprompter keeps lying. They keep the teleprompter. You lie! You lie! The teleprompter keeps lying. Anyway, at any rate, I'm looking over here. So Blair's sorry for the Iraq war, which is very strange. Very strange. Trump keeps mocking Bush, and Rubio's on home turf. I guess he's back in Florida. And Jeb is meeting today with his mommy and daddy. Is that interesting? That's interesting. And Bush at 91 is irritated and invigorated by the 2016 race, as they say here, which is interesting. And Carson leads Trump in two small Iowa polls. And Trump is funny because, you know, he gets really aggravated when somebody's in front of him. And the soft-spoken Carson is leading in these two polls. So Trump is saying he's leading in just two polls. He said, I've been ahead for 100 days in every poll, he says. And now he's leading in two polls, and everybody's making a big deal out of it. I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal out of it. He's just leading in two polls. So what? And they're little polls. They don't mean anything. That's what Trump was trying to say, which is funny. He's funny. He's a funny guy. 100 days to the Iowa caucuses, by the way. And Rupert Murdoch, look at this. Rupert Murdoch is dating Jagger's ex-wife. Isn't that funny? The line here on Drudge is sex at 84. You know? Anyway, interesting stuff, huh? All right, everybody. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. We're hoping you're out there. Jimmy J did a great show last night, and he played his... he played his Monster Mash record that I produced with him. He does a great performance on it. You got to listen to the show on this coming Saturday night, which is Halloween. Which is Halloween. That's funny that I got witch in there, and witch is, you know, witch is a witch. They ride a broom, but I'm using witch. But Saturday night is the 31st, is Halloween, and Jimmy's doing a special show. And I do a lot of back-and-forth stuff with him on the show. And a lot of my songs, like Cosmic Genetic Experiment, will be on the show. And the new one I wrote is called Creature Seminar is going to be on the show. Jimmy's going to play it. And we do a lot of back-and-forth stuff. And he goes, what is that? I forget, he's using some line of mine throughout the whole show. What the hell is that? What does that mean? Or something like that. Anyway, So listen to Jimmy J on WMEX. You can get it on online, you know, because it streams online, of course. But it's a 50,000-watt station, and it's all over Boston. I mean, and it goes way out, and it goes up into Canada and everything, WMEX. I mean, it goes way up. It doesn't come down towards the New York area on the eastern coastline, but it goes up for some reason where the transmitter is situated. It beams up towards Canada, into Pennsylvania, into, you know, the Buffalo, New York area, all, you know, out in that area, up into Maine. It goes, you know, goes up, up into all those places up above. And anyway, so if you get a chance, listen to it. He does a great, he does DJ Darkness, and DJ Darkness supposedly abducts his wife, Joanne, and takes the studio hostage. And it's a whole, like, play thing, and we did a lot of lines with him, and it's a fun show. Maybe he'll call in, and we'll speak to him on the show today. But there's a psycho thing going on here. Let me see. This is a funny thing. That psycho. A man is accused of killing mom and keeping her body in the motel for weeks, you know? Very strange stuff going on. Very strange stuff. 60 days till Christmas, by the way. And I love Christmas. I just love Christmas. If they don't, if Barack Hussein Obama does not cancel it, we will have Christmas this year, and we have to say Merry Christmas. Trump is a big Christmas guy. He says he wants to come back. He wants to bring it back. He says he wants to bring back the stores to say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays and all that stupid stuff. You know, he wants it to be what he wants it to be. Anyway, that's what he said. Let's see what else has happened here. All right, he says that judge is saying that judge rules that Facebook should post a campaign contribution. Interesting. I guess they have to reveal their campaign contribution when and if they do one. It says here that Temple Mount to receive surveillance. Jews will not pray there. The Temple Mount is where I believe the Palestinians and the Jews go. I believe it's a some kind of a praying area for the Islamic people, and the Jews have decided not to pray there too. They, you know, so they're going to give it surveillance, whatever that means. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I hope that thing straightens out in Israel, because I mean, really, it's, you know, they're provoking. Israel's not provoking. The Palestinians are provoking Israel into retaliating, and then they blame Israel as the bad guy. That's what they do. They bomb them. They knife them. They do all kinds of things. They drive cars into certain areas. They kill certain people, and then they blame. Everybody blames the Jews for retaliating. They say they're retaliating too harsh. I mean, if you're going to retaliate, you better retaliate. You can't. What are you going to retaliate with, a feather duster? You know, like Barack Obama did with the Red Line with Putin. He's going to go into Crimea and everything like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, you look like a jerk if you keep on saying I'm going to get you. And you don't do anything. You got to do something. You do something if you do it. You know. Yeah, words are empty. You know, deeds are what's important. Anyway, we're on the Sunday Morning Fun House, and we're happy to be here. This is Trade Martin. This is a long-running internet show. We've been on for over 2 years. I think it's going to be close to 3 years coming this Christmas. I think we started right around Christmas, Jimmy and I, doing the Sunday Morning Fun House. I believe so. I think it's going to be 3 years this year, if I'm correct. Anyway, I don't know if nobody seems to be joining me today. The number here again is 347-838-8898. I'll repeat, 347-838-8898. So if you want to call in and say hello and talk about something, you know, you're welcome. Please do. Let's see what else happened.
Trade Martin, I want to thank you for allowing me to call in and to share my knowledge with the Sunday Morning Funhouse.
Colonel, you're here. Oh, you saved me. You saved me. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I thought you knew Jay was going to be on, so, you know, I always wait a little bit.
Me too, boy. You're very courteous. You're very courteous.
No,
I was waiting for you. I didn't know what to do without you. I was missing you.
Really. It's the first time in my life I've ever heard that. Nobody ever needs anything.
I was missing you, really. It's 60 days to Christmas, and I feel lonely, you know?
I'm convinced now after Hillary's testimony, we are going to make it to Christmas. We are going to make it to Christmas.
Absolutely. What difference does it make if we don't?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Senator, thank you for allowing me to answer that question. I am so
thrilled. God. Isn't it funny how all the liberal stations came out and said, oh, she did great. She was great.
Yeah.
Man, they caught her in so many lies that day. And, you know, really blatant.
You better believe it.
Lies.
And she had that smug look on her face. She had that, that nodding her head just repeatedly and that smirk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Benghazi victim's father. Hillary is a scumbag.
Yeah,
that's what
unbelievable.
He called her a scumbag.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she was well rehearsed and told that this time when you go up there, just be calm, cool, and collected, and answer the questions. And no, I didn't. He really didn't have my personal phone number. 600 emails, man.
Unbelievable that Blumenthal could get in touch with her anytime she wanted. And, and the ambassador had to call the operator to get in touch. Like, we had to call, and when we make a phone call to do our credit card, operator, okay, you want to speak to our operator? You want to operator,
yeah.
Press the 1, press the 2.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The ambassador
right.
of a country got to do that. Are you kidding with the Secretary of State? I mean, it's so silly.
Who continue in status numero dos. Oh, man, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to care, and they still pass off that video thing, even though she sent the email to Chelsea and says, oh,
I know.
An Al-Qaeda-like attack. It's just, and this liberal media, this criminal liberal media, and all these liberals just have no compunction. But, boy, I'll tell you what, like I said, look what they did to Reagan with Iran-Contra and running weapons. If it was the Bush administration, they would be digging so deep.
Forget about it.
They'd be all the way to China.
Over, yeah.
Yeah, it's just incredible. We have entered a new era in this country, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, it's an era.
It's
I always
scary.
Said that. I said a long time ago, E-R-R-O-R, instead of E-R-A.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I think there's nowhere for this, regardless of whatever emails come up now. There's nowhere for this Benghazi commission to go. They just need to finalize everything, finish it up, issue their findings.
Well, they say they're going to bring on. They're going to bring up Petraeus, and they're going to bring up the general, and they're going to bring up a lot of the people. I don't know if it's going to mean anything because it's not getting anywhere really. The FBI, Judge Napolitano said on Fox that the FBI will watch this thing very closely, and they have a lot of ammunition. And Giuliani says the same thing, too.
Well,
I don't think anything's going to happen.
I don't think so either. I think
it's almost like the same thing like with Lois Lerner. They dropped all those charges.
Exactly. Yep, they dropped everything. Amazing.
Yes.
They can't find nothing. You've got to be kidding me. I'm telling you. I just find that so hard to believe.
Said, they said even though there was a substantial amount of evidence, we're still dropping the case.
Not preferring charges against her. Yeah, that's basically...
Yeah, they said there's a substantial amount of evidence, but we're dropping the case anyway.
If that's not
a screw you job,
I
never heard one before.
You better believe it. Yeah, that's all poor management and all the other verbiage they used about it. But we're not preferring any charge. You got to be kidding me. That's just like in your face. Yeah, it just amazes me. Well, like Obama said, and I believe him, there are no scandals. This is just more proof of it. And, it's the right-wing conspiracy, and that's what...
It's all right-wing conspiracy. You never hear the word left-wing conspiracy. You never hear anybody saying it's a left-wing conspiracy. It's always a right-wing conspiracy.
And what was so hot about keeping that embassy open? If there was nothing going on in there, and it was such a hot, contested area, why would Ambassador Stevens insist on staying there, putting himself and all his personnel in danger if it was really nothing important going on there?
There had to be a reason he was there.
Exactly. And I'm convinced it was giving arms or setting up an arms deal, whether it was the surface-to-air missiles or whatever the hell it was, something along those lines to arm the Syrian, the rebels. That's my guess. But, of course, that's national security information, so that's never going to come out.
Yeah, right,
but,
right.
There had to be some sort of, I wouldn't say sinister, but some sort of activity that under normal circumstances would get a Republican or a conservative administration.
Yeah, they should. That really should be one of the questions. Like, why was Ambassador Stevens there at that compound? Why was he at that flimsy compound? Why would he stay there?
Yeah, exactly. And if he made requests to increase security and it wasn't happening, and he felt the threat level going up, he sure got out of that area. But I don't know. It's the whole thing doesn't make sense. You know, coincidentally, they had the video to blame it on, and then brought the bodies home on a Friday afternoon, and just showed a small little. They broadcast it on the news. The bodies coming back, and the little ceremony they had. But again,
right.
It's the old Friday afternoon when most people don't watch the news or care technique that they used, and then Hillary and others made statements to the parents, don't worry, we'll get there, we'll get this guy.
Made that film, that he killed, he was the guy that killed the guys, the Americans.
And then there's no doubt, there should be no doubt in anybody's mind that they downplayed it solely to increase or improve Obama's chances of getting reelected, because this would have probably...
it was such a blatant, silly cover-up. I mean, to blame it on a video, and I knew from the first day that it wasn't, it had to be. I mean, it was on 9/11, it was the anniversary of 9/11, and like we said, the terrorists, they love to commemorate the attack on 9/11 with another attack. It was crying for more security over there, especially on that day.
Yep.
They should have had a whole troop. They should have had 100 guys there, at the compound.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should have been prepared for that,
No, absolutely. And I tell you, in the years that I had in the military and in other government service, every time anniversaries of terrorist activity comes around, they send out little warnings, just let everybody be aware, be a little bit more vigilant, just in case. And why that went unheeded on such a hot, day and in such a volatile area is beyond me. But again,
I'll tell you what, man, I've heard a number of times, Tillery, tips him really well. She tips him good. She bends that elbow really well. She tips him very good,
Yeah, and that's another good point. I don't recall, and I didn't watch the whole hearing, but I don't recall anybody asking her, where exactly were you when all this went down? I don't know if
she said that she was home.
Don't you remember?
Oh, you didn't hear that. The girl asked her, right? He said, where were you? She said, I was home. She goes, were you alone? And she goes, I was alone. Obviously, Bill is never home. He's with one of his chicks.
Right.
So she was home alone. That's what he said anyway, something like that.
Yeah. I guess they didn't press her on that any further.
Listen, and she didn't. They didn't bring up. Well, it wasn't about Obama, but where he was all night. He was among the missing all night.
That's true.
He was gone. He was out to lunch somewhere. We don't know where he was. He was.
Yeah.
He could have been. He was probably at the gay baths in Chicago. That's where he went. Flew into the gay baths. To meet, what's his name, the mayor of the schmuck?
Rahm Emanuel. And he went fundraising the next day, and I guess he didn't want anything to interrupt that.
Well, he fundraises at the gay baths too, I heard. I heard he does a lot of fundraising over there.
Why not? Yeah. He'll give anything freely.
I don't blame him. I'm going to go over there once myself. I got to see what's going on, you know?
I guess. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
What a mess, though. What a mess. But I guess that's, like I said, the end of it. So, you know, whatever. And there's a lot of people in this country that think Hillary is going to be the president. And especially
including yours truly.
Yeah, no, I know. You've
I'll tell you what, if Trump runs against her, we have a chance to beat her. Because Trump has the most name recognition of anybody. You know?
That's true.
I mean, I love Cruz, don't get me wrong. And Antoinette is the chairperson in our town for Cruz. And we like Cruz a lot. But if he runs again, he's not going to win because even the Republicans, a lot of Republicans don't like him. They don't like Trump either. But he does not get any of the Democrat support or the maybe some of the middle of the road support. He might get some of the centrists. But Trump gets a little bit of a wider range of support from Democrats and the middle people who are undecided, the independents, you know?
I think he's the only guy that could beat Hillary if he's nominated, or at least put it this way, he's the only guy that's probably got a good shot and it'll be a good race.
Yeah.
But I don't know because I'm not sure what
they have the fix. They have the fix in for this chick. They have the fix in for Hillary.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think that's why, you know, they figured that nothing new is going to happen with Benghazi, so we don't need you, Biden, to put yourself out there. We'll keep you in reserve just in case something comes up between now and then.
Yeah, but Biden's got no shot. He tried to run for president a couple of times. He should have ran for the border.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, probably people would go for him as the Democrat, you know, then vote for Trump.
Forget about Bernie Sanders. He'll
stick around just for, you know.
He's just for fun, for laughs. They're never gonna nominate him, you know. If he does get nominated, he'd never be president. He's too socialistic.
Absolutely.
But listen, do you know that this guy, the actor, what's his name, Tarantino, he's leading a New York protest against police. Now, come on.
Quentin Tarantino.
Now, why don't they stay out of that stupid stuff? I mean, really, why would you lead a protest against police?
What is his beef? Is he with the Black Lives Matter thing? I hadn't seen
him.
He's
ending up with the Black Lives Matter thing.
Ever. He makes the most violent movies ever. He's got room to talk, man. You got to be kidding me. I'd like to know whatever happened in his background that he's so anti-police. You got to be kidding me.
Well, he's a big lib, you know. He's a big lib.
I know that.
You know?
They just had a cop killed, a 31-year-old cop killed in New York City, and now he's trying to stir the pot again with Black Lives Don't Matter. Holy mackerels.
Black Lives Matter, not Don't Matter.
All lives matter, Trey.
You said, of course. I tell you what, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood, too. They should get after Planned Parenthood, the Black Lives Matter. I'd like to see them protest against Planned Parenthood. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh, man, this is a crazy world. This is a crazy world. Absolutely crazy.
It's a crazy world, is right.
I hope they demonstrate, let's see, maybe somewhere up in the Bronx or somewhere up in Washington Heights or in the good parts of Harlem, but they don't have to worry about any crime or any police protection. Let them just demonstrate up there without any police.
I'll tell you, the police gotta let them go. Let them do their own thing. I'm not sure if Lisa has the MP3 I sent her, but I wanted to probably try to end with it. I know we're pretty much almost out of time, but next week, this coming Saturday, Jimmy's got his big Halloween show, and I did a Halloween song.
When you say we're almost out of time, do you mean we're almost out of time, Colonel, or do you mean we're almost out of time for today's show?
No, we're almost out of time for today's show. But I'm not sure if Lisa got the MP3 in time. I sent it to her real late. But it doesn't matter. Here it is.
Did you always wonder what happened to the Transylvania Twist at the end of the Monster Mash? Well, I always did. And here's the answer. Dracula!
Here's what happened to your Transylvania Twist.
Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. The Monster Mash was nothing like this. Just count to three and then we'll kiss. Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dracula's spinning round and round. Wolfman's making a howling sound. Everybody do the Transylvania Twist. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Spin, spin, spin like a rolling top. Twirl around like it never stops. The vampire party has just begun. The Transylvania Twist is so much fun.
Now I know what happens to my Transylvania Twist. DJ Darkness, call my Transylvania Twist.
Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. The Monster Mash was nothing like this. Just count to three and then we'll kiss. Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody to the Transylvania Twist. The Monster Mash was nothing
yeah,
like
yeah.
this. Everybody do the Transylvania Twist. Come on.
You gotta do it.
Come on.
Come on and do it.
Come on.
The Transylvania Twist.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You gotta do it.
Come on.
Come on and do it.
Come on.
The Transylvania Twist.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You gotta do it.
Come on.
Come on and do it.
Come on.
The Transylvania Twist.
Come on.
Transylvania Twist.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks, Lisa, for playing that. We'll see you next week. We'll see you on Wednesday at midnight. And the debate is Wednesday night, the 28th. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Thanks, Lisa. Good morning.
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. Can we have cake now, guys?
Today in news.